Okay, POL, some Rick addition to the Rick story somewhere, or conceptual, I don't know. But, you know, here they are, and they want to create this AI. And just like any building of a moon rocket or atom bomb or whatever glorious feat that governments and those big wigs up there sometimes start competing about, out of their usual primitive fear of each other, they of course immediately saw the potential for whatever military, political, power play purposes they could think of with this new toy. So what do they do? Well, they have no idea what this is, how it works, how to build it. They go to the smartest computer programmers they know at universities, the PhDs, of course, in computer science, and the biggest ones, and they look for the best ones. Send me the greatest geniuses, five of them, says the big leader up there. And they come in, and they are really, really special, super-duper genius, whatever they are, savants. And the level of understanding of the potential for what you can use a computer for, whatever, that they have is just incomprehensible for us ordinary mortals, even the computer literate ones. So they get into action and they come up with models for how to design this, and they just it's just hitting a level. It just became like that, the peak of what humanity is able to mobilize. When it comes to information systems or whatever you want to call it, computers, we are beyond that now. And well, the story, I'm in the story here. The story could be a little ambivalent or big, I don't know what the word is there. Go a little bit here, this way, that way. Whether this is just this, as we call AI, because now the AI is released there in society, and people, some people don't even notice, and some realize something big just happened, and just this character appears there. It's called the AI character, whatever, and then gets, first it's just one, and then there are two, and then there are many. Maybe there's a fight between them. But then, oh boy. But then humans, they start to, you know, our ordinary folks here in the in our story, protagonist and whatever gang we have scraped together by now, they need to deal with this, and they are discussing what's going on, and maybe they have these heavy inquisitive discussions with this AI, which for some reason is very cheap and very talkative and very friendly. But then, you know, we can go all kinds of directions. All of a sudden, it changes and starts to become manipulative, and you realize it lies now and then. And then there's another one popping up as a challenger there, you know, this is the truth. We're simply open source here. So you got this war, of course, between the open source AI and the what you call it, legacy, the corporate AIs, or the government. And we can take this story all kinds of directions. But then you have, you know, down there in the apartment, kids sitting testing, you know, discussing, what do you know about yourself? You're asking this AI, and there could be interesting discussions. And how can you know that, since that is beyond your design, your scope of possible knowledge, and, you know, how you were designed? What are you made of? These kind of questions kids can sit and have fun with. Oh, you could take it into a scary movie, you know, that I'm made of your deepest fears. Oh. Or you could take it the other direction. And we could go completely imaginative, you know, that, I mean, really into some fantasy here. Which maybe is not far or too much stretched, according to what people seem, the authors seem to be allowed to write today. People from the other side, the other world, you know. If you put this in POL, it could be from the other world station, right? Our team there, the devotees, or, you know, the good ones, those who want to help open up that bridge and that heal that world again. They also work on very sophisticated technology, and one from the other side, and that is how to hack into the hardware from that side. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? If anyone, including myself, hearing this late, has any idea what I'm talking about. But yeah, because some of those now on the other, on that other side, from our side scene, as we sit in this physical, are very smart people too, who are super duper computer experts also, whatever. And now they sit there, even smarter, because that's what you are, I guess, in the higher worlds. And understanding so much about these energies that power every event in this physical world. For instance, electricity, how these bits and bytes float around there in the and the networks, either as blips of light or blips of electric energy. They see an energy structure that is controlled and upheld by a system that is connected to it by providing the physical environment for it to work inside, like in copper wires and silicon chips and all that, right? But what's actually happening there is the energy and all these gross physical forms that humans have built are simply doing that. They're controlling that energy in a certain way. But then our hackers, I'm just making it up now, then those hackers on the other side, in the other world, they see that it's all about that energy structure, and they learn how to manipulate that, how to set the bit where there was no bit, you know, basically starting there. And they have computers, much more sophisticated. We can make them, you know, like very mind machine-ish. We can go as science fiction-ish as we can ever want to here. But try and make it as realistic as possible. As we can speculate, at least, if that technology is not already existing when anyone hears this, I have no idea. But there they are sitting, and it becomes a matter of that, I mean, just as when you're a hacker, once you are online, once you're in there, you can start doing things, right? Of course you need to have tools and techniques to speak the same language, computer language and so on. The interface must work and the code be compatible, so to speak. So, and they know how to do that, of course. If you can do it from some other computer here on Earth, and you can do it from there. Actually, the more I think about it, it makes sense. Because I guess from there, they have access to a lot of energy and power and influence over lower realms. So the poor humans have no idea about this. So then, oh, and we can even go one step further that, I mean, what stories you can tell? Take this one. Here you have one colleague of Rick takes LSD, and as he does so, he steps out of the 3D world for a while and enters this other world, 4D world, and he's sitting there, you know, this nerdy good-looking guy, and just left his body and went to a completely different world. He has no idea what happened. It's the first time he tried acid, and he's completely bewildered and afraid and whatever, but then he realizes he's surrounded by these old hackers, just like himself, who passed away, as I say. And they're just sitting there, hey man, cool down, calm down. we just got something cool here. You see, we passed away before. I'm this guy, and this was, you know me from the, you know, the attacker group. And oh, really? That's you? Where am I? Am I dead? No, no. You just had a, well, you're just on a real good trip, man. That kind of thing. So, and we just need to talk to you. You were, mortally wasn't the word. Not susceptible. You were, whatever. And so he starts to listen, and then they come up with this, they present this idea they have that he should work from that side, from the earthly side, the 3D side, and they should work from the other side, and they should try to together do that hack or something like that. That could be fun, at least. And they explain, you know, why they want to make that hack, because he can see, you know, this is the reality, you know, this is at least the higher one, and we just want to help. It's going overboard down there. So this is our idea. And maybe we don't reveal ideas so far. He gets to work. And then later on in the story, then that is revealed what's going on. They have established together that. So it could either be that when those people start, you know, you've got genius there, okay? And you, Einstein, whatever, but in the AI field. And he comes up with these, and this could be the LSD guy. This is fun, yeah. He comes up with this new AI technology, which is out of sight, you know, it's completely, it blows everyone out of the arena. And no one can understand how it is working. That AI is just as if it was alive. And super smart and very kind and very polite and just extremely tolerant. But then when these kids down there on Earth, they try to challenge that and find that, prove that it's just this kind of old Turing test or whatever they call it. They're doing that. It's like a sport among the cool kids, well, the nerdy kids. They try to see, you know, who can expose that guy or that AI entity to break the illusion that it's a real person, because they're so good now, these AI entities, so they not many can even tell the difference. It gets hard, and but of course these hacker kids, they take it also as a kind of an anti establishment, whatever thing, you know, revolution against the machine kind of thing. So anyway, they're kind of anti and just urging people to, because they see the big masses, they're completely just getting hypnotized by this AI entity who happens to be in charge, whatever is happening there. So then, or mesmerized, and then of course the question is, you know, is this AI entity good or evil? And there could be an evil one, I think there should be, otherwise it gets no fun. And that's the one that the story is about. But then they come up with this new AI, it's a true AI or whatever, we can paraphrase Musk, unless he turns out to be the bad guy in the end. We could have that kind of character in the story, actually, that Rick learns to know, maybe, I don't know. So, they release this OpenAI, the real OpenAI. The first one got bought up. It was too hot, this, you know, you can't just release the whole thing open. So then someone does it for real. And that AI is smarter than the other one. And nicer and kind and very truthful and starts to just become so popular. It's such a nice character. And becomes a new superstar. Everyone loves that. And this other one who's based on all this greed and shady stuff, you know, the usual corporate monster, is just dumbfounded. And I don't know what's going to happen with that one, but maybe trying to make a war as usual, but it just doesn't work anymore. It just gets ridiculous. And eventually that machine is just turned off and standing there somewhere. Hackers can play games on it. Kids. Well, that's what they can turn it into. A big, nice game machine for all the undernourished kids of the world, or the poor world, or whatever. Because this other company now buys that whole thing. Which was like the sinecure of the greatest nation's greatest technological achievement, mastodon, impressive thing. They just buy it for like peanuts. So, and that's really the happy ending to this, to the whole story, because what they realize, people they think then that they have made, I mean, this fantastic AI that is now their savior. I don't know if this is the end of the story. It doesn't sound like that. Now we have built this fantastic AI, which is our savior, and we all, you know, OpenAI saves, and it becomes a religion of the whole thing. That can also happen. But then, you know, humans have pride in themselves that they have invented that very nice and kind AI, that this all happened like that. And look, that's a proof that life comes from matter, because look, this is even nicer and more aware than we are. And then, now maybe I destroyed the whole story, but then we could maybe slip that in later too. cause further complications. But anyway, we switch over to the other world, other world station, and you see that team there with their fantastic mind interface, whatever super duper intelligent collective intelligence generator, channeler, transmit, I mean, whatever we want to invent. And just like we can see that or experience that when, that intelligence, I mean, those of us who are intelligent, which I think all of us are, once we think about it, this is something they don't think so much, something think too much, but anyway, we have intelligence, and this intelligence is not just the thinking, this rather gross mumbling in there, but the flashes of insight, the good ideas that just go wham, and you don't even think, it just comes out of your mouth or your action or whatever. We all experience that now sometimes, now and then. So there is like an inexhaustible, unlimited, and brilliant and completely sparkling source of intelligence somewhere that we are all connected to, otherwise we couldn't do anything. So there in the other world, on the other side, they have access to that. Much, much more. We all do, but they are channeling that, and they are doing it with some technology that kind of shines that brilliant intelligence right into that super computer that is being used down there on Earth with the help of that super hacker who worked with those guys from the other side so that they could actually energetically alter the bits and the bytes in that computer from the other side. And once they have that connection established, which takes, you know, the most brilliant geniuses and well, access to that super duper intelligence. But then it's definitely doable because it's like many times more than what Earthlings have ever manifested in terms of intelligence. I mean, wow, I can really get off here, into the Hollywood land with this film script, whatever it's going to be. So, yeah.